How do I tell them?
How do I tell them?
How do I pay the bills?
How do I pay the bills? I know what goes through your head when you're living with cancer. The questions, the fears, the need to know. How do I know? Because I'm living with cancer too. That's why I joined the Macmillan online community. And we can help people like you, whatever you need to ask. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
Prince Harry spent his life living in the shadow of his mother's tragic death. But when he falls in love, he realizes it's up to him to stop history from repeating itself. In our new series, Prince Harry, Windsor of Change, we'll tell you how a prince without direction became a duke who found a family.
Listen to Even the Rich on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Crappy Hour. You know, it's Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, just another day, another day, another technical roller coaster for us here on Ye Old Watcher Crappins.
Always. We always have to turn into our parents just trying to figure out how the fuck the internet works for the first 3 minutes of this.
That is the truth right there. But oh my God, so Ronnie, so what is going on? There's like, I feel like there's so much Bravo news that has happened since we last did this. I mean, obviously there was BravoCon, etc., but it's still a constant churn of headlines.
There are a ton of headlines. It just depends on kind of what mindset you look at the Bravo news feed in. Sometimes it's like, oh my God, there's so much happening. Like there's a reality reckoning where there's like a scandal or something where it's just like really obvious stuff. And then there's days where a lot's happening, but you're like, is a lot happening? It's like the Real Housewives of Miami fighting an airport. Well, yeah, it's called nature.
I know. I'm so jealous.
You know what I mean?
I'm so jealous of the people that got to witness the Real Housewives of Miami fight in the airport, because that seems like the best version of a Miami fight.
That's a lot better than fights I normally get in airports. It's usually, you know, a married couple. But God damn it. Or inside my head, just being like, are you really going to eat a Subway sandwich on the plane next to me? Really? In the seat next to me? Really? Is that what you're going to do? I could use some people really screaming at each other.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as we all know, the high point for Bravo of arguments in an airport was on Game of Crowns when the two cast members on the series premiere showed up at the Tucson airport wearing the same jumpsuit. Like, and no airport fight has ever been able to be better than that. But I feel like Alexia and Adriana fighting at the Miami airport after BravoCon, like, I'm really bummed that there was no camera there.
I'm surprised too, because the whole cast was there. You'd think at least someone had some cell phone footage or something. And that just goes to show you how much shit goes down in the Miami airport that people didn't even write it down. Could you imagine? That would be me. That would be me with technology. I see a fight. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to write it down as it goes.
Like with pen and paper. I'm going to write a poem about this. A live poem.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So where is it? So these people got into a fight at the airport, okay? Inside Real Housewives of Miami stars Alexia Nepola and Adriana DeMora's heated fight at Miami Airport. Basically, this is from Page Six, so thanks for doing your civic duty, Page Six.
Yes.
But apparently they were coming back from BravoCon, and Alexia had either just watched a screener or heard that Adriana was calling her and Todd, or was suggesting that her and Todd were poor on the last episode of Real Housewives of Miami. What do you think? Do you think that's fair to yell at somebody because they called you poor?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't think I would yell at someone if someone called me poor. Like, I don't think I would make a fight at the airport. Like, any good reality star knows you would wait until you are on camera. And also, I think I would just, like, it just is, like, a funny thing. Like, I'm surprised also that Alexia had this reaction after BravoCon. Like, I'm sure, didn't she hear this news at BravoCon? Like, I kind of feel like as a Bravo star, if you're gonna like have a situation like this, you want to like air it. You want to air it at BravoCon. Like, you want to make a moment for yourself. But I personally, like, if you called me poor at the airport, I would probably be like, oh, okay. I was like, haha. I'd probably, like, laugh it off. And then, like, late at night, I'd be like, I can't believe you called me poor, you know?
But yeah, I agree with this comment by Kelwags that poor people or rich people don't generally scream about how not poor they are in airports.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, rich people are not in with the rest of us at the airport. They're on their own plane somewhere. They have a different entrance. This is not the same. So a couple quotes from here that are good is apparently Adriana was saying, oh, you see, Julia, this is how your friend treats me. This is good for you, how your friend is treating me. So that's good. They're still using her as a pawn,
yeah.
Which we see coming at the beginning of the season. And also apparently she told Alexia something like, you're not the star of the show. Stop pretending you're the star of the show. And Alexia said, but I am the star of the show. Blink. Blink, blink.
This is literally like the most Real Housewives of
Cuban. Blink, 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 blink.
It is like the most Real Housewives of Miami fight you could imagine. It's like a fight about wealth and who is the star of the show and also who is a better friend at the airport. I just want to know where in the airport it happened, because I also feel like the location in the airport is very important, because like if it was at the baggage claim, that has like a different vibe than if it was at the Starbucks, you know?
It was at the airport baggage claim.
See, I had a feeling it was the baggage claim.
Article. Yeah.
You know?
That's in the article.
It's because like at that point, like your frustration is like really at your one of them probably they were probably waiting for their bags and they were waiting a long time. And that's like when you get the most irritable, because you start to run through different scenarios that your bags might be lost, everything's going wrong. You sort of had like dreams that you were gonna be in and out of the airport. You're gonna land, get your bags, and go off and do something. And now you've been waiting for 20 minutes, you're behind schedule, and you're also thinking, like, if my bag doesn't show up, I have to get into a line, I've got to put in a request. Now, like, the thing I was hoping to do is going to be, like, put off. So, like, it makes sense to me that that's where they fought.
I would like it in the book, people. Austin has, like, I guess most airports have some sort of a bookstore, right?
Yeah.
And I would like it there. You know, a store that's trying to be classy. Not a baggage claim. I like when people in the airport are like, I'm literary, you know?
Like when they go,
that's where I want
the
it.
The B Daltons.
That's where I want the, I am a star. Shut up, book people. Talk to the book people if I want to.
I want a Hudson News fight. Like a Hudson News, which is basically the bookstore. That's like the bookstore of the airports, you know?
Hudson News is the Mentos store that happens to sell People magazine as well. I wouldn't really consider them a bookstore.
They're not.
Some of the time I'm like, wow, did Colleen Hoover write 5 books today? It's literally all Colleen Hoover and then some random shit by Stephen King. How many books has Colleen Hoover written? Now that's one lady you're not going to see at baggage claim. Colleen Hoover wrote her own airplane to fly in on. That's how much she writes.
She doesn't even have a baggage claim. Yeah, she just gets into a car. The bags are there. Yeah.
So we're told, page 6, being the we're told Nopola did make the star claim, but the Feel the Rush singer has allegedly been trying to pull the victim card and is the real bully.
Yeah, and an eyewitness says Nopola was sitting next to Julia on the plane, which allegedly made Demora jealous because she was friends with the Russian model first. So that tracks. That's a very Adriana motivation right there, like seating arrangements. But by the way, also, was it that they like all moved seats? Or I mean, if you bought tickets and that's your seat, I mean, why is Adriana mad that Alexia is sitting next to Julia if like that's just where their seats were?
Maybe it was Southwest.
Oh, actually, probably that's what it was.
Maybe you choose. But I bet you anything Julia was in the middle seat, and Adriana's not going to sit in that middle seat anyway. It's just so Julia to be like, I don't care, middle seat. This is goat seat in my house. This is fine by me.
I am
so
humble.
So, who knows? But
I said, I am humble.
I am humble goat. So, so that's that. Also, a couple congratulations are in order. Congratulations to Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, for, where is this? I'm trying to, God, we've got a lot of links in here. Jasmine and Silas are pregnant. Well, Jasmine is Silas, but
Jasmine's
straight
pregnant.
People always say, we're pregnant.
I know.
Which I don't really understand. Like, one of you has to carry this shit, but anyway, she's pregnant.
Yeah, people are, people are not thrilled about this because now it's like, I think everyone was sort of hoping that Jasmine would get away from Silas. And now it's like even more locked down. So yeah, that's like not, that's like, you know, it's unfortunate on that end. But like, you know, congratulations. I mean, it's a baby and like, that's cool. And I think that's what they both wanted, hopefully.
Yes. And guess what, YouTube? I'm very sorry because guess what I did? Talking about parents not being able to do anything. I have 20 windows open here and I apparently was muted this whole time.
Oh, geez. YouTube,
so that was great. So sorry about that, you guys. What an asshole. Here's what happened. Some Real Housewives of Miami screamed at each other in the airport. And Silas and, well, Jasmine is pregnant from the Summer House. Sorry, I'm just seeing these comments. You know what? I'm trying to be present and focus on the show and not read comments.
Yeah, we just talked about a baggage claim, basically. Two ladies screaming at a baggage claim. So YouTube, like, you're all caught up.
So congratulations on Baby Makers. That's great. Congrats. And I don't say that sarcastically. I just mean congrats.
Yeah.
You made a baby. And also, congrats to Tinsley Mortimer, who just got married.
Wow, Tinsley, we're so happy for you. You got married. You finally did it. And also congrats to Dale, who finally fulfilled her lifelong dream of marrying off Tinsley. You know, better late than never. I mean, you know, Dale was probably just standing up at that altar with Tinsley, just basically like, I do. It's like, mother, mother, it's my wedding.
I'm blocking an asshole in the comments.
Really? Good.
Yep. Hate you. Bye. Okay, you're blocked.
Wow.
So, yeah, congrats to Tinsley. I just have to announce it. You don't need to announce your own departure, but I will announce it. Goodbye. Have a good one.
Yeah.
So, Tinsley gets married. A rep for Mortimer, who has starred as a main cast member in seasons 9 to 12, confirmed the engagement. They were curious when they saw Dale dancing around in circles and saying, she's not going to die alone. She's not going to die alone.
No longer my responsibility.
And listen, I know you are a Real Housewives, but, you know, getting emoji work on your children's faces is going a little bit too far. When famous people have babies, they cover their faces up with emojis. And I'm like, okay, that's a little too much.
Oh, yeah.
Your children do not all have smiley, laughy faces. Okay, Tinsley.
I feel like Tinsley's child would, actually. I feel like Tinsley would give birth to a child that has the face of, like, exactly the face of an emoji. And she's like, I'm not hiding my children. That's her face. Whatever, Tinsley. We know you're trying to cover up. Yeah, so congrats to Tinsley. Like, I actually am genuinely happy for Tinsley because I feel like that was something that she wanted so badly. And she really dicked around with Scott for a long time. And more like Scott dicked around with her. So, you know, good for her. Happy for Tins, our little Tinsley.
Yeah, you know, and she's not going to need the coupons because he's rich. He's rich as hell.
You know, Tinsley, I'm just so happy for her growing up in that life of hers without any amount of privilege. It's nice that she finally caught a break.
Well, you know, she wasn't privileged in the heart, okay? And today she is. So there you go.
It's true.
May we all be as privileged in the wallet as you are in the heart today, Tinsley.
Yeah, good for you, Tins.
Bless you.
Good for you, Tins.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So let's see. What else has been going on here, Ben?
Well,
anything you particularly want to particularly? Why can't I say that
particularly
word? Is there a specific speech impediment where people can't say particularly?
You know, it's a little tricky to get that one out. Particularly. I would particularly like to touch on this thing that is sort of, it was like today's news or like sort of bubbling up a little bit more today, which is Crystal Kung. Why am I blanking out on
Minkoff?
Minkoff, thank you. Thank you.
How dare you leave the Lion King out of this conversation, sir? What did he do to deserve that disrespect?
I erased the Minkoff part of it. But
are you particularly mad at Rob? I've said it twice.
I am particularly.
Tonight. I'm actually proud of myself.
I'm quite literally. I'm going to take an Austin from it. I'm quite literally. But actually, so the whole thing is that Crystal went on to E! News and said, like, a bunch of the Real Housewives. There were a bunch of people at BravoCon who were dicks. And she wouldn't name them. So then on Comments on Celebs,
Well, she said Real Housewives of New York specifically, and they said old or new, and she said both rude.
Well, that tracks. I mean, that's kind of their brand for both franchises.
That's their brand, yeah.
Like, I'm really not surprised. But didn't Olivia, I had it up here somewhere, but Olivia of Southern Charm was like, she wasn't nice to me, as in Crystal wasn't nice to Olivia. So it looks like we have some sort of like low level, low wattage, inter-franchise rivalry stewing between Crystal and Olivia.
And then the new Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Anne Marie, commented, I'm dead. Laughy face, laughy face, laughy face. She's coming on kind of strong, Anne Marie. You're messing with people. We don't even know you yet, ma'am. Okay, you need to back down a little bit. And then someone said, who do you not like from the cast? I think this was a question on the panel or something. And she said, anyone whose name starts with a C or an S. I don't know. She's lame. I think she's friends with Teddy, this Anne Marie. So if anybody's wondering why I'm already a hater, that's why. Okay, you can't come in with Teddy as your resume and expect any respect.
And by the way, also, like, where is Anne Marie on our show? I think it's that, like, the theory that I've heard is that she was supposed to be a friend of, and then there's, like, this dinner party that's, like, this crazy dinner party that Andy Cohen says, it's another dinner party from hell, where she just goes so hard in the paint against, I'm saying that all the time these days. Why am I saying hard in the paint?
Yeah, where are you getting where that? That's a weird one to be.
Can I say all weekend I kept saying hot.
Getting hard in the paint on that one. Wow.
All weekend I was going hard in the paint for the word hot. I was like, I was playing board games.
Cobblestone and call me Sally. I'm going hard in the paint for that one. I'm
going hard in the paint for the word hot. Everyone hot is the new hot word. But I've heard that Anne Marie goes really hard, not in the paint necessarily, for Crystal at this dinner party. And then, like, I guess the theory is that it was such a splash that they made her a housewife. But I feel like the track record of housewives that come in mid-season is not always great. We had Catherine. Remember Catherine from Beverly Hills?
Of course.
Like,
of course I do.
I don't even remember her last name. Catherine Edwards, right?
Edwards, yeah.
And then we had Lizzie from Orange County.
Remember they tried to make Catherine? They were like, oh, she was involved with OJ somehow, so let's bring Faye to the same party, and then we'll try and get them into an OJ fight.
Yeah.
It's like, really, you guys? How many years later, and Beverly Hills was like, you know what we need on this show? A fight about OJ Simpson's trial.
Well, considering they all were friends, I think, with like Nicole Brown Simpson, like it was fascinating that even though there wasn't a fight, that they really do all share that background. But yeah, they couldn't get that fight off the ground. Catherine, I would think, I am going to say Catherine is probably one of the most forgotten housewives of all time. Like, does anyone ever remember Catherine Edwards?
Apparently not. I mean, I did. I thought it was good. I remember when Lisa Rinna was like, you know what I wanted to, you know what kind of juice I want from you? The OJ juice. Remember OJ? Remember everybody? She was like trying so hard to make that OJ pie. Okay, so I interrupted your stream of housewives you were talking about.
No, I was just,
do you remember?
No, I was just saying that, like, you know, mid-season housewives, I think I can't remember any mid-season housewife who came on in the middle of a season, naturally, and then had long staying power.
Sonia came in late, I think, didn't she?
No, well, I think Sonia came in at the beginning of her season, whenever she did come in. But I think Sonia was season three. It's also funny to think of the housewives that never were not actually original cast members. Like Candy was not original. Sonia was not original. Those are my two examples.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been a long
Tamara.
Time.
You know.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So speaking of Tamara and Teresa Giudice are going at it on the internet.
Yes.
Because apparently at one of the panels, Tamara, I guess, was asked who the worst house husband is. And she said Louie, Teresa's Louie.
Mm-hmm.
To which Teresa, of course, had a fit. And let me find this. Where is it? Teresa Giudice slams miserable Tamara Judge for calling Louie the worst house husband. This is on the worst house husband, not the worst. The worser, I guess, if we're going to guess how Teresa probably meant it.
He's
worse. This is on All About the Real Housewives, by the way, so thank you. So let's see, at BravoCon, blah, 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 I already told you all that. Now Teresa Giudice is clapping back at the quote-unquote miserable they did. Real Housewives of Orange County star after the latest unfounded attack on Louis.
She's been talking about my husband. Somebody said to me that she said my husband is the worst husband on Housewives? Excuse me?
Teresa then discussed Tamara's judges married to her marriage to her husband, Eddie.
Doesn't her husband live off of her? Isn't she the sugar mama for him? And I think that maybe he's getting tired of her. And maybe that's why she's acting up or something. Because she's older than him. And she's the sugar mama. Because she bought that gym so he could run it. Because he's a trainer. No. That's what I heard.
Tamara and Teresa arguing over who has the worst husband is like, it's perfect. Because it's like... It's hard to take a side on this one. I'm actually going to say that I can't tell. I think that Eddie is probably like a shade better than Louis, but really these...
Eddie is a silent fart and Louis is a loud fart.
Yes. Yes. Louis.
That's your husband.
Louis might actually be a shark if we're being really honest. Okay. But Eddie is definitely the silent, true. But deadly, you know, like that is like,
he's a violent shark.
Louis is a violent shark. I mean, his face. He puts his face becomes shark face. He literally, his eyes bug out like he just sharted.
He looks like he needs to with his like, turning purple. So let's see. So she continues.
She's butting herself into my business, but she doesn't even know me. And she does not know my husband. And she doesn't know us at all for even her to open her mouth. I went out to dinner with her once with my ex-husband, Joe. One time, but she was never just my cup of tea. So, you know, we never even talked after that. So it's like she doesn't even know me and she doesn't know my husband.
Teresa, you understand you're on a television show, right? Yeah. Like, do you have to know everybody you criticize on these shows? We wouldn't be able to do anything. We'd be at real fucking jobs, okay? Your husband is terrible and he's terrible out loud on national television. So...
It's
Team Tamara? How often have I said that?
Yeah, I think we have to be Team Tamara on this one. And then Tamara went and took photos with Melissa Gorga. And, you know, Page Six was like, look, it's like a response, you know, because it's basically Tamara being like Team Teresa. Part of me feels like this is just posturing so that way they can both get onto the next girls trip, you know? Like, I wonder if this is going to be the future of Bravo. It's kind of like the challenge where, like, you're on the shows, but you're going to create some sort of, like, dust up with someone on a different show just that way you can get cast together on a peacock side yeah, gig.
I don't think so because it was just a comment about Louis that spun her out of control, and I don't think you can make that up. You know, Teresa just gets really upset.
You come for my man, did it? You come for what? No, what? She's a sugar mama.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
It's almost that magical time of year.
Speaking of, what's your favorite Christmas story, Ben?
Hands down, The Grinch.
Same!
It cracks me up that he hates all the merriment.
Right, and he steals everyone's presents.
But then it's like so heartwarming at the end when like the whole town is still singing and he realizes that there's more to Christmas than just gifts.
Oh, I know. It hits me right in the feels.
Best part is, Wondery has a new podcast starring The Grinch. And I think there's someone who wants to tell you more about it, Ronnie.
Hi, it's me, the Grand Poobah of Bah Humbug, the OG Green Grump, The Grinch. From Wondery, 'Tis the Grinch Holiday Talk Show is a pathetic attempt by the people of Whoville to use my situation as a teachable moment. So join me, the Grinch. Listen as I launch a campaign against Christmas cheer, grilling celebrity guests like chestnuts on an open fire. Your family will love the show. As you know, I'm famously great with kids. Follow 'Tis the Grinch Holiday Talk Show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so something, well, this is another little one that I just think is really funny before we get to the big one, which is Monica, for everybody asking. But the smaller ones, this was something funny that happened too. Former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star deletes her Instagram following the fake quote backlash.
So. Yeah, and I'm glad that this story came out because I was very confused when I initially saw the fake quote. And I was like, "Is what?" And then I couldn't find anything about the fake quote. So yeah, go on. Tell the people what happened.
Tell the people. So there was a quote. Let's see, who made this? Sonia Rita, at Sonia Rita on Twitter, put up this tweet that says, BravoCon, Andy Cohen admits he'd like to see Senella Diana Jenkins back on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Quote,
she was at the level we want them to be at. We want the show to be at.
So Diana made this big, long post.
Oh, no.
About, like, thank you, Andy. Of course, I can't find that here. I've got a million screenshots. But it was this big, long post that was roughly like, thank you, Andy. You know, people asked what my storyline was. And here it is. A girl from Bosnia. A girl with a dream who put herself through school and had a baby against all odds. And she goes on this whole multi-screenshot rant, thinking she's validated. Rinna left a comment that was like, oh, that show blew it with you. Oh, they blew it with you. So they were falling for it like this was a real quote. And then Andy commented, this is a made up quote, people. Never said it, and was never even asked about it. So,
sorry, who looks like a bigger boob now? You do.
Then the Sonia Rita just wrote, no, please, I made that up. Dorit's like and Kyle's comment. Where's Kyle's comment?
I saw the quote and I thought it was real. I was like, really? Andy Cohen really thinks this? But then when I did a search for it, there was not a single article, which is what Diana should have done. I think that Diana should just not be on social media ever. I don't think she knows how to do it. And all she does is either mess up or just be totally offensive.
Yeah. So that was that. That was pretty fun.
Well, it's good to see Diana still up to her usual hijinks of just like making a fool of herself. So Diana then, yeah, Diana deleted her entire Instagram. So
that's what it
which
took,
is a good
huh?
thing. You know what? I think that's probably for the best. Okay. Let's just like stick to making babies and funding young children's musical dreams.
Taking place in the night. What was he? The Knights of the Round Table. What was Asher's thing? He was like a knight in a Party City knight costume.
Yeah, he had that music video where he like dressed up like a knight, and it was like this very like a 6 minute long song that went on and on forever, where he was like fighting a dragon. It was like very Game of Thrones. I don't know, but like it was. he really figured it out. He found someone to fund his crazy, you know, musical career ambitions, and God bless, I guess.
Oh, gosh. Also included in Diana's original post was, unfortunately, the girl didn't know that the fan base of this particular show would absolutely hate her. Oh, poor Diana.
Oh, poor her.
Not literally, obviously, but poor Diana.
I know.
So what else is looking good for you, Ben?
You know, like there is more Lindsay and Carl stuff. Like Lindsay went on to Nick Viall's, is it Viall? Viall or is it VL? I don't know. His podcast. And
I've always said Nick Viall, but it looks like it would be pronounced Viall.
Viall. I'm going to call him Nick Viall. And, you know, it's more of the same stuff where she once again said that, like, she and Carl were in therapy and they were having issues. And that they were supposed to have a therapy appointment that day, but he canceled the therapy appointment and then called over the producers that way they could, you know, so that way he could break up with her. So the update on Lindsay is like, it's the same story. I feel like the Lindsay and Carl stuff is, I feel like that's a really good B team Scandoval. You know, like, I think it's like, you know, it's like to me, like the Willa Ford or the Mandy Moore to Scandoval's Britney, you know, like it's, you know, it's not a great scandal, but it's like good enough that I'm enjoying it. It's not like Kyle's trying to come in, try to like be her own Scandoval. And it's like, it's not working for me. But like the Carl Lindsay stuff.
You don't
like,
think Summer House is doing that? I think they're totally doing that. I'm bored.
I'm
bored. You know the season hasn't even started. I'm bored with this Lindsay and Carl thing. Like, it's okay for you to like talk nonstop, to get engaged, to talk nonstop about your wedding, to get engaged on camera, to do all this other stuff. But now your man, he brought it on the camera. Now, look, I'm sure that I'm going to be anti-Carl in this whole thing, but you are on Summer House. And I feel like if this was anyone else, Lindsay would be going,
boom, we're on a TV show. And that's what you're supposed to do is bring it up on camera.
That's true.
So I'm interested to see what happened because I don't know. Don't you think? What do you? I have no idea what happened here, but I don't think it's a scandal as far as like cheating and stuff.
Well, the reason why I'm excited for it is because I feel like It's gonna give Summer House something, like it'll be a through line that we can be, you know, interested in. Like, I was a little worried that like it'll just be sort of like a lifeless season, but then now, like, this, it'll be one of those things, we'll be taking sides and it'll be endless debates, and I think it'll be like a fun thing for all of us in the audience to like get mad over. So I'm like excited. I'm like ready. I'm ready for the Carl and
Lindsay. You're ready for some fun anger.
I'm ready for like the Carl and Lindsay summer. I'm, you know what it is? Actually, it's more like I just want to find out what's going on. You know, like, I think that Scandoval also made me impatient because like Scandoval happened while the show was airing. So we could just like immediately then watch the show and look for clues and like start being detectives and stuff. But like this one, I'm just like ready. I'm like ready to start watching the show. So well, I can start breaking it down. Well, this one
had it happened at the end too, remember?
Yeah.
This one happened at the very end of the season too.
I know, but I'm just saying that like last time when the news broke, the show was airing. So we could just like immediately like go right to the show and look at it. But now I'm just kind of like, okay, I'm like ready. I just kind of like want to watch it, which is funny because I didn't feel this way at all about Kyle and Mauricio.
Yeah, I still don't. I don't either. Obviously, without completely making this about going in on Kyle's thing. I agree. So Summer House, we'll see how that all goes. Now the big news this week has been all Monica from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So I don't know all the order that this stuff happened in. Mm-hmm. I was in kind of a haze just traveling and stuff. But man, once those stories come in, they really start coming from every single place. It's like this was Monica week on the internet. Yeah. Everybody was like, let's bring all of our Monica stuff to the table. The first I read about it, let me cough, pardon me. Oh, God, I feel good. So the first part that I read was from Dumois, who, by the way, did you know that Dumois is coming out with a tequila with Abe and Aaron?
I did know that.
Real Housewives of New York.
Well, I saw that. I saw that Dumois posted that, and Dumois was like, I'm on the executive board of this new mezcal. And I'm like, but it's Aaron Abe's mezcal. Like, I don't know. I feel like
Hagslitos.
That's like, I mean, Aaron is smart. She gets one of the biggest gossip Instagram accounts to basically be on the advisory board or trustee, whatever the board is. I don't know. I didn't even know that Mezcal's had boards. Well, I heard
that he's her lawyer. I don't know if that's true. That's just, I don't know if that's verified tea.
That's like very Dumois.
But I heard that Abe is her lawyer.
I feel like as a gossip, I don't know. I feel like as a gossip Instagrammer, it's like weird to be on the board of a mezcal, as a mezcal that's owned by someone that you might be reporting about, but you know, God bless.
It's like, I forget what you call it, like in the hard news. You know, it's a conflict of interest.
Yeah, but at the same time,
I want my tequilas only without conflicts of interest.
I
just think it's an odd choice because it's like Aaron is like a tasteless. It's like a tasteless tequila. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why?
Yeah.
Okay, so this I read from Dew. The lies. The email on this is thehonesthousewife@gmail.com. I like the made-up emails. So the lies are flying around Salt Lake City from this broke snowflake who allegedly, mysteriously, got a lot of money after the main snowflake lost her $60,000 uninsured piece. What more tea? Allegedly, all the snowflakes are sure that the broke snowflake stole the piece, one of the many reasons why not one wants her on the show anymore, but the broke snowflake probably will blame her mom.
If that is
true.
Do
you believe that or not?
You know, if you'd asked me a little while ago, I'd probably say no, but I kind of... So here's the thing with Monica. I think Monica has been a wonderful addition to the show, and I'm actually mad at all this gossip that's come out. Because I actually feel like it imperils her future on the show. And I think that she's been like really so good for the show. And I'm worried. It's always bad when cast members are suing each other. So I would have originally would have been like, no, not Monica. But now, I mean, the whole thing with the Range Rover is a little grifty. Like, it's weird that she's, you know, she's so poor and yet she has this Range Rover. And then like the whole thing.
Lots of poor people drive Range Rovers. I mean, I lived in East Hollywood. Trust
but
me.
But I guess
there's a lot of us out there. I mean, I don't have a Range Rover, but you know what I mean. Especially guys. I feel like guys will pay for their car over their house or anything. They don't care if they're living in their rented ass Mercedes. They will be driving that before getting a decent apartment.
But then there was the story about the bag, how she got the bag to fit in. So then I'm like, I don't know. She does seem to go to lengths for things. And then she did have this affair with her brother-in-law, which is like, you know, it's like someone who can keep a can do something that's like not morally savory. I don't think
well,
that
she would.
You could
fuck your brother-in-law without stealing rings.
No, I was gonna. I was gonna get there.
If I had a hot brother-in-law, I'd try to fuck him. I mean, what the hell? I wouldn't steal your ring though, or your watch, or whatever the hell it was.
That's what I was getting to, which is that ultimately though, like I don't think she stole a $60,000 ring, but. I will say that based off of everything, it wasn't like an open and shut decision. I had to like think about it for a second. Like, did she steal a ring? It'd be terrible if she stole the ring, but wow, that's also like varsity lever grifting. Yeah.
Well, that's not even grifting. That's flat up.
That's just
that's flat up stealing. Yeah, that's not tricking anybody. That's just like stealing their ring. But also, you dropped it. You know what I mean? If
that's
I drop
too.
A chip and Bueller eats it, do I get to yell at Bueller for eating the chip? I get to be mad.
Yeah,
that he earned it. I dropped it. You know.
Well,
so
I like that.
I don't think she stole it.
The question is: did Monica steal Lisa Barlow's ring, or did Lisa Barlow intentionally flush the ring for insurance fraud? So, like, which type of crime do we think
she
happened?
She wasn't insured. It turns out. I heard that she wasn't insured. We are two ladies gossiping over a fence, by the way. I have no basis for anything I'm saying, but I heard that Lisa was not insured.
Oh, geez.
That's what I heard. And I believe everything Reddit tells me.
Oh, geez.
So I don't believe this. I don't believe it because it's old. That's been a theory that's been going on in comment sections all over the place, is that Monica really was the one who stole that ring. And so, like, why is it being turned into do now? Like, it's, I just don't believe it. I don't buy it. Do I wish she had? Kind of.
Yeah.
I do wish she had. I wish that for her and for the audience, but I don't buy it. I think there's plenty to get on Monica about without that. So there's this other piece of news. Like I said, it just keeps coming. First of all, Monica has a TikTok where I guess she does funny things, and she did this skit, as our parents would call it, in a car wash where she's putting on different wigs and she's washing the Range Rover, but she's like dancing and spraying the ceiling and just, I don't know.
Big wild.
Being funny on TikTok. Yeah. So this is a review that is posted by somebody named Billy Booby.
Oh,
okay.
I love his work. Wash. Love his work. He's a great writer.
They
great
will writer. Never.
Great. He's a great critic of modern American theater. And so his take on Monica's TikTok really spoke to me.
Billy Booby. So this is Billy Booby. This is a review of the car wash. They will never see another red cent from me. 9 o'clock at night, kicking paying women out, allowing them to be berated. Lost a bunch of customers. Wash your car somewhere else. See more. ... You should put all this energy towards bettering your car wash. There is no active case with the police department. You decided to sue someone on false allegations, and it will come out in court. So then this is what the response to the review was from the car wash. This review is not accurate. As you can see from the name, it was brought on by Monica Fowler. Any customer wanting to know more details about Monica Fowler's case with Kaysville PD or our ongoing civil lawsuit for using our property to film videos of questionable content, treating our customers badly, forcing customers to leave while they used our car wash bay for over an hour, destruction of property, and the libel lawsuit we just filed, feel free to call me at 801 Billy Booby sucks or whatever. So Monica, they called the police because she wouldn't get out of the car washing bay and kept changing her wigs and changing costumes. This kind of makes me love Monica.
I mean,
she walked away with a damn ring because of this. I love this.
I mean, honestly, I have to give a standing ovation to Monica for being the first real housewife to be sued by a car wash. I mean, she is God, I want her and Heather to settle their lawsuit, because the show needs to keep her. I'm not saying that she'll be fired, but I really don't think Bravo likes it when they sue each other. And this is what we need. We need someone being sued by a car wash. We need car wash legal drama on these shows. And Monica's bringing it.
Yeah, she really is. Air dry this drama.
I also love that. Okay. I also love that Monica is going, basically, she's like not even going to the automated car wash. Like, she's doing the one where you have to do it yourself. Like, she's doing like the bottom tier car wash where it's like manual car wash.
For the sketch, you know, you can only do so many sketches while you're sitting in your car being dragged through the, like, how many
oh, really?
Can you put on?
Oh, really?
Is that a challenge?
Do you want to see my next BravoCon video from a car wash?
Oh, God. So let's see. So it was another, there's more in the news from Monica. Monica won full custody of her kids, $6,000 a month in support as she finalizes divorce. So congratulations to her on that. He doesn't live in the state, I don't think. I think he moved cross country. She was given exclusive use and possession of the former couple's home, but she must give Mike $130,000 for his share of the property's equity. That home is like 1,100 square feet, which is crazy to be living wow. in that size home with all those kids and your yeah. mom coming up and your monster of a mom. They probably had to move that plant in that the mom had a conversation with on that episode. I mean, they got close with the plant.
The plant's part of the family now. The plant's helping with Monica's little whatever those things that she's sewing. What were they again? Yeah,
the swaddles.
Yeah,
baby swaddles or something. Okay, so that's some more news about her. So the big news that came out is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Monica Garcia sues Heather Gay's company Beauty Lab for botched job. So it turns out that in 2019, before the show was even airing, Monica allegedly went to Beauty Lab and got some work done and didn't pay for it. Mm. And so Heather is suing her for this money that was never paid. Now, this is from 2019. And apparently, she didn't know it was Monica. So she's been suing this person, not knowing it was Monica. And wow. I guess they're just finding out. And maybe that's what happens at the end of the season. No one really knows, but that's crazy.
Yeah, this is, well, it's like, well, it's two lawsuits because then, so she's, Heather's suing Monica because Monica is like $2,500 really. I think it was like $2,499. And then Monica countersued saying that no, Beauty Lab and Laser actually botched my procedure and I had to go somewhere else to have it corrected. So this all just kind of like landed like a thud last week. And then Heather immediately put up this like video on her Instagram that was like testimonials like Beauty Lab and Laser, the most trusted beauty lab in all of Utah. We do great things here at Beauty Lab and Laser. And so so basically now they're just suing each other, which is actually a really bad look, I think, for them as Real Housewives. Because I feel like when this happens, someone is not going to make it to the next season. I don't think that Bravo, it makes it more complicated to shoot the show. When you're wrapped up in a legal thing, you can't be as open when you're talking on the show. So I think that, like, honestly, if Monica's got to like figure something out, because I think Bravo would cut Monica before they cut Heather Gay.
I don't think they're going to cut either one of them. I think they're going to keep it. Unless Monica goes completely over the deep end. Like, we don't know what happens the rest of the season. But I think Monica's been great. She's been a great cast member. I don't think that they're going to get rid of her. And I don't think they're going to fire Heather over a Beauty Lab lawsuit for $2,500 or whatever it is. Personally, but it says Heather's quote is, "The lawsuit in the press has no merit, and unfortunately a pattern of behavior from a desperate woman who when unable to pay her bills lashes out to avoid accountability." She says her Beauty Lab plus Laser is a phenomenal business. So let me see here. So Beauty Lab and Laser initially sued Garcia for breach of contract and breach of the covenant of good faith and fair dealing. Doesn't that sound so Mormon?
It does sound like if there's ever a covenant involved, like It's already like a very Mormon lawsuit.
I'm suing you for a breach of the covenant of good faith. So get a good lawyer, okay, with a very high collar.
Yeah, I hope that they work it out. They should just like, they figure something out, because I don't want legal drama amongst my housewives. I want their drama to be stuff that happens on the air that's stupid and petty. Well, I won't say this is stupid and petty, but it also feels a little fishy. I mean, people are wondering, like, is Monica scamming? Is this a scam to get money? Did Monica basically get a procedure done and then, like, now she's acting like it got botched? That way she could get away with, like, free money. I mean, that's kind of like the ongoing narrative with all these stories that people are now saying on the internet. I'm not saying that we necessarily say it, but, like, people are saying, like, oh, well, Monica, she's basically like a scammer. Like, she stole a ring. She's like scamming Beauty Lab and Laser out of money for this procedure. There's, you know, like, she got the money from her husband, all this stuff. This is basically now the narrative that seems to be I'm seeing around on the internet. I don't know if she's a scammer. I don't think she's a scammer. But,
Well, just to interrupt you real quick, because I can't keep up with the comments. Bravo Docket's here. Hi, Bravo Docket.
Hi, Bravo Docket.
It says, I will say Monica has a lot of collections claims against her.
Oh, and they are legal.
Well, like, yeah, okay. Knows. I mean, look, I can see that. I guess to me, it sort of starts to feel slanderous, because it's all these stories at one time, and they're like coming hard. It's like she stole a ring, and she sued this thing, and she's doing this, and she's doing this, and she's doing this. It just seems so much. It seems kind of like a coordinated.
Well, do you think that maybe
attack?
Maybe the reason why it happened is like when they're at BravoCon, you know, everyone was talking about how no one on the cast was talking to Monica, and I wonder if maybe when people found out that no one was talking to Monica, people started to sleuth around and say, like, what's going on with Monica? And so then it all kind of like came up because people were curious about the BravoCon situation. Do you think that may have, you know, motivated these stories to all appear at once?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. But it's weird because it also just, and this isn't anything really fishy. Just funny how timing works. This also happened the week after the episode where she was saying, or the week of the episode where she was making fun of Lisa's face and her injections and saying, at least I don't look like a... Wait, no, Lisa made fun of Monica. Never mind. You see how my memory works? It reminds me when Lisa was saying, at least I don't look all pillow-faced. What
right.
was she saying
she was
about
saying,
her face?
At least I don't look like Mrs. Doughboy. Look, I don't look like the Pillsbury Dough Girl. That's what she was saying.
Yeah, so I take it back. So that was Lisa shaming. But interesting, because Lisa's just giving her evidence, I guess, that it was botched. They could play that evidence from Lisa saying, oh my God, you look like the Pillsbury Doughboy with your shots. And then have that be part of the case.
Ooh. It's going to be a great reunion. It's going to be really, really good. And by the way, people keep on messaging us in the comments. They want us to talk about Mary Cosby's son. Because he was on social media with like drugs, like pills in his mouth and everything. It's all very sad. I don't know if there's like anything to talk about there beyond like, it's sad. I hope that he doesn't find himself in a bad situation. And I hope that, you know, like they can get him some help there because, you know, I also don't know what the situation is, you know, in terms of like, I'm not saying he's addicted or anything or whatever, but like.
Well, I do because I have reality tea. Mary Cosby's son, Robert Jr., pictured with drugs on social media. Well, what drugs?
There are a lot of.
I need more specificity.
I think it was like probably like Molly or whatever. Hopefully.
Oh, yeah. A lot of pills in his mouth. Yeah, there's a picture of him with a lot of pills, like showing off pills on his tongue. Yikes.
And apparently he held up guns too. And it's just like. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, like teenager in trouble. It's one of those things where you're like, hopefully they can, you know, make sure he doesn't do anything that harms himself.
Posing with gigantic bags of weed.
Yeah, big Yikes. Bags of weed, you know.
Oh my gosh.
It's Thank very teenager.
God. You know, some people really don't like getting older and they fight it. And now granted, I do get a lot of shots in my face and use chemical peels, etc. Okay. But this is called maintenance. I'm not like terrified. I'm not. Anyway, my point is I'm a hypocrite. Yes. But a lot of people are terrified of getting older. But I have to say I love it because if I was younger, all of the stupid shit I had done at that age would be all over the internet. And I probably would have put it there myself. I'm so glad to be before any of this happened, you know?
Riley, regret it.
Wait. Well, Alex.
Say it, regret it. Riley, forget it. Say it. Say it, regret it. You better back it up, bitch. You better write it down. And you better forget about it. And then you better say something about it. And then you better back the fuck off of it. Or I'm going to kick your ass. How about that?
Don't do drugs, because it will be really bad around Christmas. That's a Tyler Perry quote. Alex right. on YouTube, by the way, says my daughter said it looked like Percocet or Xanax, and that is one in four teenagers these days. So,
oh man,
glad I just
yeah, that's
plans.
Rough.
Yeah. Anyway,
well, everybody, we are going to move over to some calls here on Instagram Live and bring some people up and talk to you in the audience. For everybody who's listening or on YouTube, hi, bye. Thank you so much
bye,
for
YouTube.
Being here and. We will talk to you next time. Everybody on Instagram, stay here. We'll start talking to you in a minute. In the meantime, bye, everybody. Thanks
bye,
for
YouTubers.
Joining us.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinkin' Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.